From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria says it's retaken a besieged airbase. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State for 2 years. State-run television says Syrian forces entered Kuwira's airbase in Aleppo Tuesday after a nearly month-long offensive. It said the military success was made possible by Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to come to an agreement on a list of terror groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said any future ceasefire will not apply to terrorist organizations which continue to be considered legitimate targets. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced that Secretary of State John Kerry will deliver a major speech on Syria Thursday.
I would just say that it's an opportunity for him to lay out the efforts that we're pursuing in Syria, both countering ISIL, but also to bring a political resolution to the conflict.
Mr. Kerry will take part in the second round of talks on Syria Saturday in Vienna. A senior U.S. diplomat Tuesday urged Burundi to begin internationally mediated talks with the opposition to end the country's political crisis. Tom Perriello, U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, spoke in Bujumbura, expressing Washington's grave concern over the festering crisis brought on by the decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term.
The United States is alarmed by the violent and incendiary language used by the Burundian government, and as well as the violence by security forces and security personnel by anti-government actors. We are concerned by the use of violence on both sides, and we're concerned about rhetoric that encourages division, whether that's of political or ethnic nature.
Mr. Perriello called for a dialogue without precondition. This is VOA News.